sightless Tobit, and husbandless Sarah find themselves in a very dark place, suffering terrible anguish and lamentation. Both petition God to end their lives. That's how desperate they become. Sarah even considers performing that deed herself. Such is her need to escape Asmodeus, the worst of demons, who jealously obstructs her multiple attempts at marriage and family building. What a mess. Convergence, though, in prayer, however, brings Tobit and Sarah ultimately together, and God delivers both from their long suffering. The lesson, I think, here points humankind to an effective healing methodology from where our own and present-day laments can be brought and followed. Collaboration with and alignment to the divine will. God alone has power to call down the angels, and we are the beings sometimes tasked with serving alongside those angels, our brothers and sisters, and I would say all creation. The pandemic has shown the world plenty of misery, but it has also presented many angels into the ICU ward, into the lonely seniors' residence, or even into the collapsing marriage just in time. June is a popular month to celebrate marriages, and from today's gospel account, we see the Sadducees were kind of legalist, something akin to the Pharisees, but had no faith in the resurrection. They bring this very divisive question to Jesus, and we don't know if they were trying to trap Jesus or legitimately needed to understand. Nonetheless, the non-believers, as they are in the resurrection, they misunderstand the spirit of Deuteronomy 25, verse 5 to 10, which they quote as Moses having given them that familial obligation to care for widows. In ancient Israel, propagating a dead brother's name, carrying on the family name, so to speak, is of great import, as it remains. These sacraments of service, marriage and holy orders, of course, compel us to care indeed for our sisters-in-law. But marriage really discovers its purpose in service among the living. The responsibility of the husband in marriage is to attend to the eternal salvation of the wife. And the responsibility of the wife in marriage is to attend to the eternal salvation of the husband. And this forms the cell and nucleus of what we call the domestic church and family, which we see in these present times under such attack from so many angles. The idea of caring in practical caritas terms applies in both the sacrament of marriage and, of course, in holy orders. Therefore, we pray today in this Mass in a special way that we might be aligned ourselves with the will of the living Trinity, and take our bearings from around these tables of Holy Word and Holy Eucharist. Amen.